This is KUNM. I'm Sarah Trujillo. As Republicans work to fulfill their promise to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, the future of healthcare in the U.S. is up in the air. In New Mexico, health insurance carriers have to submit their proposed premium rates by this weekend. After state officials review them, the public will have 10 days to weigh in. Beth Haynes had to get new health insurance after her husband died last year. She works as a writer and non-clinical nurse, and she doesn't get health insurance through her employer. So she bought a plan on the exchange. She says she's lucky she's in good health.
So I'm a very low consumer of health care, and so I can buy one of those high-deductible plans to try and keep it affordable, but a lot of people can't.
Haynes went to New Mexico Health Connections, one of four insurance carriers available on the state exchange. Her premiums have increased, and she says a bloated bureaucracy could make them go up more. And if insurance carriers pull out of the exchange, as they've done in some other states...
I don't qualify for Medicaid unless something catastrophic happened. I have 9 years to go before I would qualify for Medicare, so what else could I do?
The House GOP health plan would eliminate government subsidies for low and middle income people buying insurance on exchanges. The Senate has yet to propose other plans for replacing Obamacare, so it's still the law of the land, for now. That lack of predictability is also affecting insurance carriers as they prepare to submit their proposals for health insurance premium rates for 2018.
The more uncertainty the federal government perpetuates, the more of that's going to get built into these first round of rates.
Martin Hickey is the CEO of New Mexico Health Connections. He says he believes in the legislative process, but that it's taking an awfully long time. They're assuming the subsidies will be eliminated and are working that into their premium calculations.
You have to price for uncertainty. Otherwise, if you haven't brought in enough premium, then you can't pay the providers and it just gets very ugly.
But Hickey has vowed they will offer plans on the exchange next year, even if the subsidies are cut.
Which I feel terrible about because that means higher rates for New Mexicans.
The other carriers on the state exchange wouldn't comment for this story. Blue Cross Blue Shield was down for an interview, but later refused. Molina also refused, and both carriers cited uncertainty as the reason for why they didn't want to talk to us. Krista's health plan didn't reply to our email. Kika Pena is with the State Office of the Superintendent of Insurance.
We're trying to keep the marketplace stable in an unstable environment.
Pena says they held a workshop last month with all the carriers, and she got the impression they're going to stay in New Mexico, although she said they have received no official word. The law may change, she says, but for now, the process for insurance carriers is the same.
We're monitoring what's going on in Washington, seeing what the changes are, but we truly are doing business as usual because nothing has truly changed.
Yet. Republican Congressman Steve Pierce is the only member of New Mexico's U.S. House delegation to vote for the GOP health care plan. He agreed to an interview, but canceled the night before, and now his office is not responding to our requests. Insurance carriers have until Saturday to submit their first round of premium rate proposals. The superintendent will review them and take public comments on the rates starting July 1st. Carriers will then be able to amend their proposals. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Trujillo.